Podcast 49 is sponsored by the amazing people at WordSprint, making your brand look great.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballou. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Welcome to podcast number 49. This one is one of my favorite topics. It's about guiding principles. Specifically, this podcast is about the 10 tips for being a successful principled leader. This whole series of podcasts, Orchestrating Success, is about us making it happen. We're the leader. If it's going to be, it's up to me. That's a saying that you heard in the podcast from the Napoleon Hill Foundation. That was the last one, number 48. It's equipping ourselves to be the leader we were created to be, converting our passion to profit in all of its forms. Specifically, in this one, we're equipping ourselves to attract and influence people in a more profound way than we have ever before. Guiding principles is what was hard for me to get my head around it until I actually was involved in the study of Bowen systems with Murray Bowen. And we talk about him in podcast 8, 9, and 10, interview Roberta Gilbert about the legacy of Murray Bowen. So this whole track of guiding principles, I got smart through studying Bowen systems and continue to refine and develop guiding principles for myself and for the organizations that I lead. So this podcast, number 49, is 10 tips for being a successful principled leader. You can see this at hughballoupodcast.com. Go down to 49, click on that. It'll take you to the page where you'll be able to comment on this podcast. Love to have two-way conversations right now. It's one way until you come up with an idea and go and comment. Whether you like it or not, make a comment. Here's a great quote. You have inherited a lifetime of tribulation. Everybody has inherited it. Take it over. Make the most of it. And when you've decided you know the right way, do the best you can with it. That's from Murray Bowen himself. Over the past 8 years of study of Bowen systems, I have gained specific knowledge that helps me with my work with organizational leaders in many, many fields. What I didn't use in my work previously is defining guiding principles. Like I said earlier, I talked about core values. They're static. Guiding principles are how we apply those. I used to work with people defining organizational and personal values. Now I realize that core values are great. Like I said, they're static. We need to convert those to something that's active. And it's a guideline for people making better decisions, both personally and for teams as they work together. So here's the top 10 that I've developed for my work that I would like to share with you. Number one, develop and follow personal guiding principles. Leaders are primarily influencers. This step is crucial in being the person of influence. Creating and utilizing guiding principles and having them in writing is the key. By the way, when these are shared with people who matter, they become more effective. Accountability is empowerment with collaboration. Personal guiding principles like, here's mine. Remain calm, approach conflict directly, calmly. Guiding principle number two is refer to principle number one. It's managing myself. The transformational leader influences others builds leaders on teams, and we manage self. So your personal guiding principles are the guidelines for personal decision making. Two, align personal core values with organizational core values. Over 90% of the leaders that I begin work with cannot even begin to define their core values. These are the foundation for strategic planning and the start for developing guiding principles. Define personal and organizational values, then compare those. If they're not in alignment, that will limit your success or prevent your success. Number three, always remain in integrity. Integrity means always doing the right thing and doing the right thing when nobody is looking. What's perjured under oath in a court of law, all of your testimony is worthless. It only takes once of not being in integrity to cancel your reputation. Four, manage conduct and language. You are the leader. You can do whatever you please. Well, that's not exactly true. You can choose to conduct yourself in a non-professional manner or to use abusive language or to swear. There are consequences in those choices, however. If you are a person of influence, then how do you want to be perceived and who do you want to influence? Every action and every word counts. There is no eraser for bad conduct or bad language. Number five, focus on giving value. Nobody likes a person who must win all the time. And nobody wants to listen to a person who only talks about themselves. There's a reciprocity in giving value to others. Good and bad things come back around to each of us. Ask what others need, and soon they'll be asking you the same thing. Number six, take responsibility for personal mistakes. Blame is not a good leadership tool. Typically, leaders cause problems that they blame others for. Step up to owning your own gaps and consider mistakes a learning opportunity. Be transparent, or your team members will show you that they know you aren't perfect. Remember, perfect is the enemy of good. I've used that several times in my series. Number seven, seek consensus and not compromise. Consensus is a decision worked out through group process and backed by relationship. It's not a win-lose. It's not a power play. It's not demanding your own way. It's not compromise. In compromise, everybody gives up something, and it is perceived to be a lose-lose result. Consensus is win-win or no deal. Number eight, associate with people of integrity. We become like the top five people we associate with. Our income reflects that of the crowd we hang with. Our influence is amplified by the friends we keep. Is your sphere of influence adding value to your end game? Are you bringing value to theirs as well? Number nine, make principled decisions and not feeling decisions. Murray Bowen has been quoted as having said, "It's okay to have empathy for someone, but you must get out of it quickly." Feeling sorry for someone doesn't help you or them. Getting anxious when guided by emotions and making feeling decisions rather than thinking decisions, that causes anxiety. Always check yourself when you're making important decisions. Maybe you can check with your accountability partner for feedback. Oh, you don't have an accountability partner? Why not? Emotional decisions do not set you up as a good leader. Number 10, practice what you preach. Our children, our teams, our musical ensembles, our friends will be influenced by what we say or what we do. As the old saying goes, the sermon you preach with your life is louder than the sermon you preach with your mouth. The leader influences the culture. Changing how we act will change how others respond. Look on my blog, hubaloublog.com, for my post on guiding principles. It's my guiding principles. I'm very transparent. Please comment. Go to iTunes and review my podcast. I'd like to get as many reviews as possible so I could elevate to the top. Got quite a good list of people listening to the podcast. I'd like to share it with more. So please go to iTunes, review it, and please share with others. HubaloPodcast.com is an easy way for them to find it. And people can listen to it on Stitcher or on iTunes. Any kind of smartphone will work. This is Hugh Ballou. I hope knowing about principles is a new tool which will make you a better leader starting now. Next one is number 50. I'll see you then. This session is sponsored by WordSprint. WordSprint is really a mailing, an authority mailing business. They can connect with your tribe, whether it's donors, whether it's customers, whether it's organizations. They are first class printing operation. They print the magazine that I'm co-publisher for, Nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine. You can find it nonprofitperformance.org, nonprofitperformance.org. They also print our flyers, and we stay in touch with a piece of paper that people can hold in their hand, and it's followed up with an email. Hi, Joe, did you get the magazine that I sent to you yesterday? Be sure to look at the article on page 5. I believe it will give value to you. WordSprint has the most sophisticated systems for donor retention, for client retention, to improve your bottom line with the tribe that depends on you for information. Profit depends on maintaining and building effective relationships. WordSprint is the authority, the best printing, the best touch points, the best systems. Go to wordsprint.com and ask for a free appointment to see how they can improve your bottom line.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.